Righteous God, we bless your name. Thank you for the help you've given us this weekend of waiting and asking and seeking and knocking. Thank you for all the answers you've given to our prayers and for the testimonies that you have given to us. But as we come to this concluding, crowning climax of our gathering, we pray that Lord, let the entrance of your word give us light. Lift each and every one of us where we rightfully belong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank the Lord for the help he's given to us. We have before us a message titled Faith for Divine Restoration. We've been praying, we've been asking. This is our theme for the year. And God has something for you and for me. Turn with me to, sorry, Joel chapter 2, verse 25. Joel 2, 25. This is the promise. And I will restore to you, I will restore to you in particular, the years of your life that the locust has eaten. I will. The cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer were my great army, which I sent among you, and you in particular shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people, if you are called by the name of the Lord, if you belong to his family, you are a child of God, this is God's promise and message to you. And my people shall never be ashamed. What a promise. This is your word, Lord. Honor your word. My people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. It wasn't a mistake that it was repeated. God means what he says and says what he means. He will not alter what is gone out of his mouth. My people shall never be ashamed. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it is impossible to receive divine restoration. Without faith, it is impossible. If you don't believe that God can, then you won't enjoy. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God for divine restoration must believe that he is. Must believe, that is the faith for divine restoration. He that cometh to God must believe that God is not dead. He is. And that he's a rewarder, he's a restorer of them that diligently seek him, that diligently ask, that diligently seek, that diligently knock for their divine restoration. In Psalm 33, verses 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, to give them divine restoration. The eye of the Lord, do you fear the Lord? Are you one of his own? Are you a child of God, sincerely born again? The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, upon them that are expectant for divine restoration, what will he do for them to deliver their soul from death, from any and every debilitating sickness, disease, whatever, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine, in scarcity, in dire economic situations, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. We met this earlier. Our soul waited for our divine restoration from the Lord, because he is our help and he is our shield. Our heart shall rejoice in him after we have the promise, because we came with faith. We have trusted in his holy name that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And this is our prayer. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us from this moment, from this hour, this year, this very month, from this week. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Faith is very, very crucial if you want to enjoy divine restoration. You know, life meets us with persistent pain. We go through distresses in this life, and we while ago the sufferings of this present time. These tend to perplex many believers. And then Satan will come and say, if God loves you, why would he allow you to go through all these things? In all these, we are more than conquerors. We need patience. It's a prerequisite for divine restoration for every believer who is seeking out a way out of these sufferings of this present time. Whether those are self-inflicted or God has sent them to refine our spiritual virtues, the Lord has assured us of powerful performance of divine restoration if we will marry our faith in him with patience. Daily living by faith on Christ, daily feasting by faith on Christ, is what makes the difference between the sickly and the healthy Christian. Faith is like a toothbrush. You can't borrow another person's toothbrush. You must have one and use it daily. That is what makes the difference between the sickly and the healthy Christian, between the defeated and the victorious saint, according to Pink. I pray your faith will be alive. Now let's look at persistent pain. Life sometimes meets us with persistent pain, distress, and ruefulness. Job chapter 1, verse 1. Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect. You say, no man can be perfect. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed, shunned evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And his substance was also 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses and very great household, so that this man was the greatest the riches of all the men of the East, of all the men of his time. If we read a while ago, if riches increase, set not your heart upon them. This man's riches definitely and obviously increased, but he was still perfect and upright, one that feared God and still eschewed and shunned evil. But something happened. In verse 13, and there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabians fell upon them, attacked them, and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped to tell alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, he had not even finished, there came also another and said, the fire of God is falling from heaven and has burned up by the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell with thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, and he is slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their elders' brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Who is sufficient for this? All this in a day? What a pain. What a distress. What a ruefulness. Then Job arose and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worshiping in all this, in the midst of all this, still serving God in the midst of all this, he fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Will you still go to church? Will you open your Bible and pray in the midst of all this? And said, naked came I. He didn't set his heart over any of those things. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. This is a fact many of us forget. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who will bless the name of the Lord in the midst of all this? In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. In chapter 2, verse 6, as if he had not suffered enough. In verses, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore, painful boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. You know, if you have a boil, an abscess in just one part of your body, it completely immobilizes the rest of the body. But from the crown of his head to the very soles of his foot, everywhere. And he took him a posture to scrape himself with, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity in the midst of all this? Do you still worship this God who is supervising all this? Dost thou still retain your integrity? Do you still pray? Do you still disturb my sleep with your prayer? Are you still calling me for morning devotion in the midst of all this? Curse God and die. Curse God and die. And then he answered, but he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, in the midst of all this, did not Joseph sin with his lips? I pray you will not sin with your lips in the midst of affliction, of difficulties, of challenges, of things you may not and do not even understand. You will still trust that God is good all the time, and all the time he is good. What a pain, what a distress. 1 Samuel chapter 30, reading from verse 1. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives. And they were therein, they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept. In some cultures, you say, a man does not cry and weep. Then David of all people, David who stood and killed Goliath, David, they lifted up their voice and wept until they had no power to weep. Until they had no power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives. And Ahinoam, the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. Have you ever been distressed? You are not alone. David was greatly distressed. He was frustrated. It was beyond, you know, it was beyond him. He was greatly distressed for the people on top of all this. He had lost something, they had lost, but on top of all this, they spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. In the midst of this distress, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Maybe you are sitting there, sir. The pastors don't even care. They don't call even to encourage me. Nobody cares. God doesn't care. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. It is not the Lord sent angel to come and encourage David. No. It is not God who encouraged David. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And today, encourage yourself. Say to yourself, I encourage myself in the Lord my God. This is not the end of life. This is not the end of the road. David encouraged himself, and the Lord who helped him will help you also. Just get out. Get out of that valley. The God of the mountain is still God in the valley. And when things go wrong, he will definitely make them right. Remember, the God of the good time is also the God of the bad times. Remember, the God of the day is still God in the night. Encourage yourself. In Mark chapter 5, our verse is 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12. And this it wouldn't say 12 good years, 12 bad years, 12 good years. And had suffered many things of many physicians, doctors, and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Oh, what a pain. How distressing. She was ruined over this situation. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. And for us to appreciate the situation of this woman, let's go to Leviticus chapter 15. Leviticus 15 and read verse 19. Leviticus 15, verse 19. And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days. This is the, you know, the regular period, the regular, you know, thing that happens to woman, 7 days. And whosoever touches her shall be unclean till the seven. So until the evening, sorry. Now, look at verse 25. And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, if the thing goes beyond the 7 days, many days, or if it runs behind the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation. She shall be clean, or she shall be unclean. This is the situation the woman found herself, 12 years unclean. Unclean for 12 years. Now listen to verse 26. Every bed whereon she lieth and all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation. And whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean. Just imagine the woman may be taking a bus, let's say, to the hospital, and the seat that she will sit on in the bus is unclean. You go and sit on it, you are unclean. She visits the doctor, and the seat she will sit on it is unclean. Every bed whereon she lieth on the days of her issue shall be unto her as a bed of her separation, and whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean, as the uncleanness of her separation. And listen to verse 27. Whosoever touches those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even. This was the situation of this woman. 12 years. It was persistent pain and distress, discomfort. It was a very rueful situation. All of these people, they had something they lost. Job lost wealth, lost family, lost health. David lost something. This woman lost her health as well. But the Lord doesn't want us to despair. He doesn't want us to sulk, be moody, and sink in any distressing situation. Difficult roads will lead to our beautiful destinations. The Lord will turn that pain of yours to your gain. That disappointment of yours, we will make its own appointment. You see, Job losing his health and wealth, but what he didn't lose, what he jealously guarded, was his innocence and integrity. Whatever happens, whatever doesn't happen, you will keep this. Your anchor will still hold in the storms of this life. The Lord wants you to conquer any persistent pain, any distressing, rueful situation, your regrets, some things, decisions you took unadvisedly, and you are regretting. You are sorrowful. You are sad. Meet that with persistent faith, with determination, and with a renewed sense of hope. Remember, David encouraged himself in the Lord. God, who foresaw your tribulation, has specially armed you as he armed Job to go through it, not without pain, but without stain, that you hold on to your integrity. In our second point of discussion, we look at the prerequisites of patience, when our recovery seems to be delaying, when our divine restoration appears to be delaying, although with God there is nothing like delay, but sometimes, human as we are, we are brought to that point when we ask how long we need patience. In Job chapter 13, our verse is 15, 13, 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. That is faith speaking. But I will maintain my own ways before him. He shall also be my salvation. He shall also be my deliverer. A hypocrite shall not come before him. A hypocrite cannot expect to receive divine restoration. A hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold now, I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. That is the language of faith. I know that I shall be justified. And he was justified. In chapter 14, patience. In chapter 14, verse 14, still in Job, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, of my appointed trial, of my appointed test, will I wait? That is patience. But Job, how long are you going to wait? How long are you going to wait? How long are you going to be patient? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come, till I receive my divine restoration. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come, and your change is coming. It is coming and it is here. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. In chapter 19, verse 25, for I know that is faith at work, that my Redeemer liveth. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. He didn't say, well, I know that my Redeemer lived some years ago, but he's no longer interested in the world and everything that happens to his people. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Although after my skin will destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. I shall see God perform divine restoration in my flesh. I'm not going to wait till I get to heaven. You see him speaking about heaven here. He is speaking about resurrection here, but he's still speaking about present situation. Yet in my flesh, I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Patience for divine restoration. Patience is a prerequisite. In chapter 42 now, chapter 42, we are still with Job 42, verse 1 and verse 2. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know, thou canst do everything. Is this your prayer? Is this your confession? Is this your mantra? I know that thou can do everything, that no thought can be held from thee. If you are patiently waiting in faith, divine restoration will be your portion in Jesus' name. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, we are back to verse 6. 30 verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughter. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And what did he do? And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. After encouraging himself, he was seeking for direction from God. Remember, he told us, he only is my rock. He only is my rock. He didn't go elsewhere to go and seek for any plan. He only is my rock. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Question number one. Shall I overtake them? Question number two. Now, what do you see next in the Bible? What follows? Unmute and tell me. Anybody?
He answered him, pursue.
And he answered him. And the Lord will answer you. The Lord will answer you. Now, let me put two questions to God. Now, how many answers did he receive? Look at your Bible. His first question was, shall I pursue after this troop? God answers that one and say, pursue. His second question was, shall I overtake them? I don't want to run in circles. Should I pursue? Will I overtake them? Did God answer that one? The Lord says, for thou shalt surely overtake them. And God added more than he even asked for. David didn't ask, okay, God, are you sure I can recover what I have lost? But the Lord then added, and without fail, recover all. With God is more willing to answer us more than we are willing to ask. Without faith, you come with two questions, with two prayer points, I will give you three answers. And so David went, and some of us, when we have received the direction, we are still sitting. And we are still praying. There is a time for prayer and there's a time for action. God has given you more than you need. God, are you sure? Are you sure I can recover? David went. Because God has spoken and God has answered. And he and the 600 men that were with him and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. And David pursued he and the 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And David found an Egyptian in the field. This is where patience is a virtue. David found an Egyptian in the field. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. He's one of them. He's one of the marauders, one of the people who finished him quick. This man held the key to the recovery. And David needed to be patient to know how to handle this feeble, dying man. And he gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. When he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread, nor drank any water, 3 days and three nights. And David said unto him, "To whom belongest thou? And whence art thou?" And he said, "I'm a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethite, and upon the coast which belonged to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire." Ah, he has confessed. Now he himself has said, "Finish him quick. How dare you?" No, David was still patient. David was still patient. And then David said to him, remember, God didn't tell him that he would meet this person. God didn't say, "You are going to see an Egyptian one day at a time." When God told Abraham to leave, he didn't give him a full plan. He just get up and go without even destination. Some things get clearer when we begin to move and do the will of God. David said, "Can thou bring me down to this company?" And he says, "Swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company." And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing. They were enjoying their booty, their loot, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the hand of Judah. Brethren, Satan, the enemy, will not have the last laugh. The rejoicing, the triumphant of the wicked is short. God will come through for you. He will make a way for you. But remember this Egyptian. That it may be you have an interview and that personal assistant there, that vault here you will meet, that security person, the way you will treat that person may hold the key to everything. If some people have met CEOs they thought were messengers, and their initial first impression just destroyed everything they would have got. I pray when your hour comes, after the Lord has given the strategy and the direction, whatever means, however means, whatever he will employ, you will allow him to continue to order your step, and you will be patient, and you will not run and rush ahead of him in Jesus' name. We are back to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse when she had heard of Jesus. It was a hearsay. It wasn't an eyewitness account. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press, in the crowd behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. You know, you are here, you are hearing the message of God, you have the Bible and everything direct. You hear. And this woman wasn't in church. He had not met Christ. But just a hearsay, after 12 years of distressing condition, as we have seen, she could have said, please, I'm tired. It is this one that will take me to my grave. I am tired. I'm not going anywhere. Patience in delayed recovery. When she heard, and she didn't say, I'm coming for him to touch me. She was going to do the touch with the eye of faith. You will touch the Lord. Restoration we are looking for is birth, when faith marries patience. When faith marries patience, there will be divine restoration. You can't separate faith from patience. They are two sides of the same coin. Patience is an undeniable proof of faith. The greater test of your faith will be your patience. But we shouldn't misconstrue patience with passivity. God is not saying, sit there and fold your arms and don't do anything. No. But when we are patient, we don't give in to pressure. The pressure from your wife curse God and die. And what are we doing here? Hey, look at what is happening. And this is why are you too slow? Pressure. Patience and faith doesn't give in to pressure. Doesn't give in to anxiety, because anxiety doesn't solve anything. It will not increase your height. It will rather spoil your health. Patience does not give in to tantrums, fit of anger. Patience is not indifference. Well, I can go to church, yo, but I'll just be there. The pastor quotes the reference, you will not even open. You will not even take notes. Prayer time, you rush to the toilet. You are so indifferent. Well, I don't care. If God will not do it, let him sit somewhere. I will be my somewhere. Indifference. No. Patience does not give in to exasperation, anger, and frustration. Patience does not give in to nagging. Curse God and die. Patience does not give in to temptation. Why should I curse God? That is what God is calling us to. This is what those of us, those, the saints of old, how they handled their distressing situations. And what is God's charge for us? In Romans chapter 5, verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. The glory there means boast. In tribulation, who will boast in their tribulation? Paul the apostle did. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And this patience brings experience. And experience brings hope. And the hope maketh not ashamed. If it is God you are waiting for, you will not be ashamed. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That is the charge we receive from the Lord. In Romans chapter 12, verse 12, the word of God says, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. This is how we carry ourselves when we say we are patiently waiting for the Lord. And in Isaiah 28, 16, the word of God tells us that he that believeth shall not make haste. Will be patient. He that has faith is not rash in anything. He that believeth shall not make haste. He knows God will come through, and he's never too late to act. What is the conclusion? What is the exhortation for us, brethren? James tells us in verse 7, be patient, therefore. Having all these experiences, this cloud of witnesses, be patient, therefore. Brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it, until he received the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Be ye also patient with God and with yourself. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the just standeth before the Lord. Take, my brethren, the prophet who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience also. Behold, we count them happy, blessed, which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job. If he wasn't patient, the Lord wouldn't have told us. And you have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. And I know Glasso is telling us that the key to everything is patience. You get the chicken by hatching the egg, by allowing the egg to incubate, not by smashing it. I pray you will not smash your egg. You will patiently allow it to hatch. We will wrap up with powerful performance of divine restoration. After you have suffered a while, the Lord brings powerful performance of divine restoration. In Ephesians 3, verse 20, the word of God tells us, now, in this 21st century, now, in 2024, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. When you give him two questions and he gives you more answers than you needed, unto him that is able to do exceeding above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That is the God we are petitioning this weekend. And he will, because he is able, more than able, to give us our divine restoration. In Isaiah chapter 61, Isaiah chapter 61 from verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of divine restoration, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all them that mourn. Are you mourning? Are you mourning? To comfort them that mourn. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Zion should be a place for rejoicing, not for mourning, but the Lord knows there are mourners in Zion. And that is why he is visiting us. And to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, he's going to give them divine restoration here, beauty for ashes. They are exchanging their ashes for beauty. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, that is restoration, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourself. Now listen, for your shame, my people shall never be ashamed. For your shame, you shall have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in the land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Now, let's have a test case. The Lord says, for your shame, you shall have the double. Now, let's look at Job chapter 42. Job chapter 42. Let's read from verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. You want to put your name there. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. When we pray, the Lord will turn the captivity. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. For your shame, seemingly shameful situation, Job, you will have the double as he had before. And Satan will come, will try to come, but sorry, not today, Satan. Not today. And we are going to tell Satan, not today, not today. Your rent, the agreement is terminated. It's revoked. Not today, because today is my day of restoration. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before and did eat bread with him in all his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money and everyone an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. He also had seven sons and three daughters, and he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Kezia, and the name of the third Karen Hapok. And in all the land were no women found so fair, so beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this, live Job 140 years. You shall not die. The Lord restore health to you and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even four generations. So Job died, being old and full of days. You will not die prematurely. You will live your age and days to the fullest in the name of Jesus. Now look at chapter 1, verse 3. And let's do some asset tracking here. Job 1, verse 3. We are comparing that with verse 12, where our Bibles, so don't close this 42, open to chapter 1, verse 3 as well. And let's do some comparison here. Anybody reading verse chapter 1, verse 3 for us?
Verse 3. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels.
Pause for us. The first one was 7,000 what?
Sheep.
Right. Let's go to that is what he had before he lost everything. 7,000. Now, anybody open to 42:12? How many sheep did he get?
42:12.
Sorry.
Please go ahead.
Yes, in 42:12, what did he get there?
14,000 sheep.
He had 7,000 before. Now it's double. For his shame, 14,000. Let Pastor Promise continue with the next asset.
And 3,000 camels.
Okay, let's go to 42:12 and check what he had before. Camels he had there now.
6,000.
6,000, that is double for his shame. Pastor, the next item, asset.
And 500 yoke of oxen.
500 yoke, yes. Let's go to 42 and track.
1,000 yoke of oxen.
Double for the shame. Yes, Pastor, the next asset.
And 500 she asses.
Okay, let's go to the next, the current asset.
1,000 she asses.
That is double for shame. Double for shame. And then we are told in 42:13, he had also seven sons and three daughters. That is what God didn't double, because he had three. That one was before. That was also double. Because he had 10 before, he has sent them to heaven. Those one are going to heaven waiting. And he has got the same 10. It is double. So how many children will he have in the day of resurrection? 20. Double for his shame. Double for your shame. You will have the double. Unto him to do exceeding abundantly above what you are even thinking, what you are even asking, what you are even seeking. That is the God we have come to petition this weekend. And he will not leave you in the dark, in Jesus' name. David, the Lord told David in 1 Samuel 30, he said, pursue, and without fail, you will recover all. Did God do it in verse 17? And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save for 400 young men, and which rode upon the camels and fled. And David recovered all. God is not a man to lie, that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking unto them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. So, he recovered all, but all the time he lost, what did God do? Not only that, David returned with the spoil. He had more than he had before. In verse 20, David took all the flocks and the herds which they drove before those other cattle and said, "This is David's spoil." The spoil is the loot, the booty you get from the enemy. So apart from recovering their own asset, they came with a spoil. And if you read out, he came and started distributing and sharing and sharing and sharing. That is restoration. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think. We wrap up with Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, back to the woman with the issue of blood. We are told her resolution. She heard of Jesus and came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. So, if Pastor were here to touch me, if Jesus will come and touch me, don't wait for Jesus to come and touch you. In your mind's eye, picture yourself doing the touching, and you will be made whole. You will be made whole. And we are told in verse 29, "And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up after the touch." That's divine restoration. "And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague." And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the presence and said, "Who touched my clothes?" This was a powerful performance. And look at verse 34. "And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith for divine restoration has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Did you know that other people came to borrow this method, this faith of this woman? The woman's case happened in Matthew chapter 9. But in Matthew chapter 14, you will see that what this woman who had suffered for 12 years went through, others will begin to copy her method for their own restoration as well. In Matthew 14, verse 34, "And they when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased," and listen, "and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment." Not that Christ was going to touch them, but they, the sick people, might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. They borrowed and copied the woman with the issue of blood. The Lord who restored Job, the Lord who restored David, the Lord who restored this woman is still alive. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. It is now time for your own divine restoration. It is simply trusting every day. Trusting through a stormy way. "I know my Redeemer liveth. I know thou can do all things." Even when your faith is small, this woman didn't need any big faith. "Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, faith in Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting him whatever happens and doesn't happen, trusting him when my heart is overwhelmed and underwhelmed, trusting him whatever before, trusting Jesus, that is all. Oh, brightly does the Spirit shine, and it is shining into this poor heart of mine. While he leads, you can never fall. While he leads and he is giving the strategy, you will recover all. While he leads, I cannot fall. Trusting Jesus, that is all I need to do. That is all I can do. Trust as the moment fly. Oh God, will 2024 also pass? Trusting as the moment fly. Trusting as the days go by. Trusting him whatever before. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Is your way clear now? Sing. Singing if my way be clear. Praying if the path be dreadful, pray. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. And let him tell Satan, Satan, not today. Today is my day of restoration. If in danger, on him call. Encourage yourself like David did and call. It's good to dial 112. It's good to dial 911. But have you dialed 333? Have you dialed Jeremiah 333? Call. And I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know. If in danger, if it's an emergency, on him call. Trust in Jesus. That is all you can do and you need to do. Trusting as the moments fly. Trusting as the days go by. Trusting him whatever before. Trusting Jesus. That is all. Trusting while life shall last. I know my Redeemer. No worms are destroying my flesh. I shall see him. I shall see my divine restoration. I shall see him. I shall have my testimony. Trusting him till air be past. Till within the jasper wall. Long patience. Till the coming of the Lord. Till we enter the pearly gates, the jasper walls are open to us. That is, we hold on to faith till we enter within, trusting Jesus. That is all. Pastor, please take it up. Lead us.
Brethren, continue to call upon the name of the Lord. Trusting Jesus, that's all what you need to do. Trusting Jesus, that's all what we need to do. Put those burdens on him and say, Lord, I trust you. Oh, Lord, I put my trust in you. I know you will restore all that I have lost. I know you will restore the years that have been stolen. I know you will restore my health. I know you will restore my career. I know you will restore life back to me. Lord, I'm trusting you. Brethren, you will have been encouraged to trust Jesus. He's the only one we need to trust. Don't put your trust in the numbers of the country, but trust the Lord who says, call unto me and I will answer thee. Say, Lord, I trust you. I know you are bringing me out. I know I am getting my restoration. I know you are visiting my health. I know you are touching my life. I know there will be a change. I know things will not continue like this. I know you will bring back health to me. Brethren, confess your trust in the Lord. Confess your trust in his mercy. Are you pained? Is there persistent pain? Brethren, we've been encouraged. Have patience. Trust the Lord. He will come for you. It will come true for you in that situation. Present yourself before God and say, Lord, I'm trusting you. I am putting my trust in you. I am trusting in your power. I am trusting in you. You did it for the woman with the issue of blood. You restored Job back to his estate. In fact, you doubled what he had before. You restored what David and his men have lost. Lord, I am trusting you. Lord, I am trusting you. Lord, I am trusting you. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. Brethren, we are still praying. We've been told extensively today about the case of Job, the life of Job. We're told about, you know, the things about him that we need to note, and we need to also have those virtues. One thing was that The Bible says Job, he said that man was perfect and upright. That man was perfect and upright. You want to present yourself before the Lord and say, oh Lord, this consistent all year long imperfection, Lord, turn it around in my life. Make me perfect. Make me upright in the name of Jesus. If there's any form of imperfection you notice, don't dwell on that, but just confess and say, Lord, turn this my imperfection to perfection. Take away this imperfection in my life. Is it in the way you speak? Is it in the way you live your life? Is it in disobedience to the word of God? You want to say, Lord Jesus, take my imperfections away. I confess my imperfections to you. Lord, take away my imperfection. Make me perfect and upright. This year, make me perfect and upright. From this month, make me perfect and upright. Give me that righteous life, the kind of righteous life that Job had. Lord Jesus, give unto me in the name of Jesus. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord, that the Lord will take away all your imperfection. The Bible tells us Job, you know, in those challenges and situations unfavorable that he faced, he worshiped the Lord. He was still worshiping the Lord. What has pursued you away from the presence of the Lord? What have yanked you off the fellowship? You want to say, Lord Jesus, I'm coming back. I come back to you, Lord. I come back to worship. I come back to fellowship. Job was worshiping the Lord. In all these things, Job still worshiped the Lord. When troubles came, Job worshiped the Lord. When circumstances unfavorable came on his way, he worshiped the Lord. When he lost everything, the Bible says, Job rent his clothes and worshiped the Lord. Pray and say, Lord Jesus, I'm coming back to you. The challenges that have pursued me after the fellowship, Lord, I'm coming back to you. Brethren, restore yourself to God to get restoration of your blessing. Say, oh Lord, I'm worshiping. I'm coming back to service. I'm coming back to fellowshipping. I'm coming back to worship. In the name of Jesus, let's present ourselves before the Lord. Tell the Lord, have you confessed, you know, negative things, do not to the Lord because of the challenges? Have you spoken contrary because of the challenges? You want to say, Lord Jesus, I'm returning to worship. I'm returning to fellowship. I'm returning to trusting. I'm returning back to you in the name of Jesus. Pray, oh Lord, I encourage myself. I encourage myself. You know, David encouraged himself in the Lord. As the situation brought you down so low, pray and say, Lord, I encourage myself. I pick up the broken pieces. I am starting again in the name of Jesus. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Those broken pieces, those broken pieces, you want to pick them up again. The thrown away Bible, you want to pick it up again. The lost service, you want to pick it up again. The forgotten consecration, you want to pick it up again. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Brethren, encourage yourself. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm picking up the broken pieces. I'm picking up the broken pieces. I'm picking up the dumped service. I'm picking up the dumped spiritual life. I'm picking up the lost worship. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will encourage you. Brethren, the Lord is encouraging you at the moment. Say, oh Lord, I encourage myself in the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. We've been extensively told that we should not despair. We should not sulk. We should not sink, because God will turn our pain to gain. I want you to turn it to prayer. Lord, turn my pain to gain. 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 Turn my losses to recovery. In the name of Jesus, turn my pain to gain. Turn my pain to gain. This woman with the issue of blood, she lost her dignity. She lost, you know, she lost relationship with people. She was rejected. But the Lord turned her pain to gain. The Lord restored her. Pray and say, Lord, turn my pain to gain. Oh, Lord, turn my pain to gain. The Lord turned the pain of Job to gain. The Lord turned the pain of David and his men to gain. Pray, oh Lord, turn my pain to gain. 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 Turn my bad news to good news. In the name of Jesus, the good, the bad news from the doctor, the bad news from your employer, the bad news, Lord, you know, from wherever, Lord, turn my bad news to good news. Turn my bad news to good news. Turn the bad letter to good one. Turn my pain to gain. Turn my rejection to acceptance. In the name of Jesus, turn my pain to gain. Where I have been rejected, may I be accepted. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will turn your pain to gain. Almighty God will turn your pain to gain. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. Job said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Brethren, I want you to pray for yourself that, you know, this patience of Job, the Lord will give you that patience, that before restoration comes, you would not have run away. You would not have gone far away. Pray and say, Lord, give me that grace. Give me that great virtue of patience. Lord, give unto me in the name of Jesus to wait till my change come. To wait till my change come. To wait till my change come. Job waited and he got double. 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 Pray, oh Lord, help me to wait. Give me the grace to wait. Help me to be patient. Give me the grace to wait. In the name of Jesus, help me to wait. Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Confess your faith in the Lord. I know my Redeemer lives. I know he will turn things around for me. I know things will change in my family. I know things will change in my spiritual life. I know things will turn for the better in my career. I know things will turn for the better in my health. I know my Redeemer lives. In the name of Jesus, I know that thou canst do everything. You know, God said, I know that you can do everything. What is that situation in your life? And you are feeling maybe God cannot do it. And you are feeling maybe time is up. And you are feeling maybe things cannot work for you. You know, Job said, I know that thou canst do everything. With sore over my body, I know you can do all things. With all the children gone, I know you can do all things. With all hope lost, I know you can do all things. With everything upside down, I know you can do all things. What is your situation like? Is it that it looks like things are finished? It looks like the man cannot come back, or it looks like the woman cannot come back, or it looks like you cannot recover what you have lost? Oh, say, I know that you can do everything. Lord, I know that you can do everything. Lord, I know that you can do everything. Lord, I believe, I confess my faith in you. I know I am getting my restoration. You think that it is finished? No, it is not finished. God can do everything. Almighty God can do everything. I know that thou canst do everything. Confess your faith in the Lord. Lord, I know you can do everything. I know you can heal my body. I know you can heal my health. I know you can restore my health. I know you can restore my career. I know you can change my life. I know you can turn things around for me. I know I will have testimony. I know, Lord, you can give me what I've lost. I know, Lord, you can give me what I've been waiting for. I know you can do all things. I know you can do the impossible. I know you can heal this terminal helmet. I know you can heal this terminal disease. I know you can heal this helmet that the doctors have said cannot be healed. I know you can do all things. I know you can do all things. I know you can touch my body. I know you can touch my health. I know you can touch my career. I know you can touch my certificate. I know I can get a job. I know you can do all things. I know I can be restored. I know you can do all things. Brethren, confess your faith in the Lord. The Lord can do all things. 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 In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. We are going to pray. We're told about David, that David, after asking the Lord, shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? When the Lord told him, David did not sit back there. He rose up and he took action. We are going to pray. The Lord will give you direction. Already he has given us direction. You want to tell the Lord, Lord, the grace to act, the grace to act, the grace to act. Lord, give unto me in the name of Jesus the grace to act, the grace to act, to begin to apply for job from tomorrow, to begin to expect my testimony from now, to begin to expect change of things in my life, to begin to expect a turn around, to begin to expect my testimony to manifest. Lord, give me that grace in the name of Jesus. Tell yourself, I will act. Tell yourself, I will act. Those job applications you have stopped applying for, I am going to start applying today. Make a commitment. I
I am applying from today. I am looking for job again from today. I am going to search from today. I am going to be expecting signs of my healing from today. I'm going to be expecting signs of change in my family from today. I'm going to be expecting signs of financial freedom in my home. I'm going to be expecting restoration from now. Brethren, be expectant. Brethren, act. Brethren, be expectant. Begin to act and say, Lord, I am acting. I am walking. I'm doing something. I am going to rise up. I'm going to begin to act. Lord, give us that grace. The grace to act. Give unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. We're told that when faith marries patience, divine restoration will come. When your faith marries patience, divine restoration will come. Because faith and patience are inseparable. You want to tell the Lord, brethren, for patience. There has been great emphasis on the word patience in the message today. You want to tell the Lord, brethren, that as your restoration is approaching, as your restoration is coming, as your restoration is near, the Lord will keep you in the faith. The Lord will keep you to remain with Him. The Lord will help you to continue with Him. You will not have backslidden a day before your restoration. You will not have gone away from the faith a day before your restoration. You will not have gone away astray 1 hour before your restoration. Pray, oh God, help me to be patient. Oh God, help me to be patient. Take away impatience out of my life. In the name of Jesus, take away impatience out of my life. Rushing, 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 not being patient, Lord. That attitude, take them out of my life in the name of Jesus. That after we have done the will of God, we wait to receive the promise. Pray and say, God, help me, Lord, to wait for my testimony. Help me to be patient. Help me to be patient with you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. Brethren, we're still going to pray. Tell the Lord. The Bible tells us, Job received double of what he has lost. And it was shown to us in the scripture how Job got everything that he lost. 7,000 sheep became 14,000. 3,000 camels became 6,000. 5,000 yoke of oxen became, 500 yoke of oxen became 1,000. 500 sheep asses became 1,000. Even his children, he had double of them in heaven. You are going to pray. Double for your shame. Double for your shame. Begin to ask. I don't know what you have lost. Whatever you have lost, whatever you are asking the Lord, pray, oh Lord, double, 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 double. For your shame, you shall have double. That is the scripture. That is the word of God. For my shame, I shall have double. For the lost year, I shall have double. For the lost time, I shall have double. In the name of Jesus, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord will restore double. Double back to you. Double back to you. Double back to you. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. According to the power that works in us, He can do all things. He will give you double. Pray, oh Lord, double for my shame. Double for the wasted years. Double for the lost possession. Double for all the virtues lost. Double for all that I have lost. Oh God, restore. Double unto me. 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 In the name of Jesus. For my broken heart, Lord, restore double. For God, for the waste places, Lord, let them be built twice fold. In the name of Jesus. You have said, strangers shall stand and feed my flocks. Oh God, fulfill your promise. In our lives, in the name of Jesus. You fulfill your promise. In our lives, in the name of Jesus. Fulfill your promise. In my life, in the name of Jesus. For your shame, you shall have double. For my shame, I shall have double. Lord, restore double unto me. Restore double unto me. Restore double unto me. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord, that the Lord will restore double. Double for you. Double for you. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. And I call on our national overseer to give us the final blessing. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we bless your name. What a good God you are. What a faithful God you are. What a kind God you are. What a God of divine restoration you are, and you have proven yourself to be. Father, we bless you for the opportunity you gave us to come before your throne of grace these past 48 hours. Lord, we have obtained mercy and we have received the grace we need in these times. Lord, thank you for the exceeding precious promises, the ancient words, ever true. Lord, thank you for all the promises you have in store for us as your people. Your eyes shall be upon your people. In famine, you will feed your people. You have promised us divine restoration for the years that have been wasted. Lord, we believe you are not a man to lie. And I pray that whatever petition, supplication, intercession, prayer, crying, weeping that have been made on this platform these past 48 hours, oh Lord, you know, you see, and you hear. Lord, you will come down and deliver your people and grant divine restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything in our life that seems like a shame, you said, my people shall never be ashamed. David was not ashamed. Job was not ashamed. And all those who trusted you in the past were not ashamed. We will not be the ones you will put to shame. Lord, honor your word and be it unto us according to your word and your promise in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, may we begin to see your hand. Let your presence begin to go with us and give us of all this promise, rest, and divine restoration in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for all the vessels you have used to minister to us, your servants who have sacrificed dearly to water. I pray you will water them also. I pray especially for our pastor you have used to anchor this. Lord, you will reward his expensive devotion in the name of Jesus. Lift us up where we belong. Let your countenance shine upon us and grant us peace. You said all men will call us blessed. That is our portion, we claim it. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Spirit, for an answer to a prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Brethren, let's. Amen.